Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Okay, time for week three NFL picks. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer are in the house. You can find their podcast on Google Play and iTunes, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter as well. Here we go. NFL picks. I will say, Ben is 5-1.
Thank you very much, everybody. I actually do have a speech prepared. I'd like to thank both of my parents. They've done a great job making me rise out of mediocrity.
A friend of mine works down at the county clerk's office, and somebody just applied to have their name changed to Cinco y Uno. I don't know if it's related, but it just the timing seems to work out. Huh.
Why ask por qué?
So let's go ahead and pick Raiders at Redskins. Ben, you want to go first, Mr. 5-1?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, the Raiders became a very entertaining team to watch last week. You know, everyone saw the highlight of Marshawn Lynch dancing. They all saw Crabtree's touchdowns. You know, on one of our podcasts, on our previews, you know, it was great to have Marshawn Lynch on the Raiders. Don't get me wrong, I love it. But the guy that I'm looking at more and proved himself in week two was Jalen Richard. He's going to be – so now you've got a two-headed monster, a third with DeAndre Washington. They've got a great running game. They obviously have the tools in the offense, in the receiving core. Against Washington, this is probably going to be their first true test to see if they can hang of that defense. It's looked okay. It's looked better than everyone thought.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the game that will expose them, I think.
And so – but then who's your pick?
Oh, of course, Raiders.
Oh, okay. Come on. All right, Brad.
The Raiders were spectacular to watch on Sunday. Yep. I agree with Ben wholeheartedly. What Derek Carr is able to do, especially the way, I mean, we kind of talked about this before we came on, but some of the football so far through 2 weeks has been really bad throughout the NFL, which makes the AFC West all the more impressive because the football being played by the Broncos, Chiefs, and Raiders has been impressive.
Yeah.
The Raiders were awesome. You know, this is a really long road trip for them. This is their second road trip of this kind in 3 weeks. You know, the Raiders of 2 or 3 years ago, this is a game you would say there's no way they win, right? There's a huge letdown here. You know, Kirk Cousins is a guy that like seems to start off kind of slow and picks up right around week three, week four. Defense is what travels on trips like this. I'm not as convinced about the Raider defense as Ben is. It's tough to kind of give them any real credence against a team that everyone knows is going 0-16. But their offense is so good. It's hard for me to pick against the Raiders until they prove me otherwise. So I think it's a shootout. I think Washington puts up a lot of points. I think the Raiders can hang with them. If they lose in a squeaker, it's not a surprise. But I'm going to go and pick the Raiders for the purpose of the show.
It's Sunday Night Football. That kind of says it all to me. I think they will show up under the lights, the bright lights of Sunday Night Football. And I think the Raiders will beat the Redskins. All right, so we're going to do wild cards next. Brad, you want to go with your first one? Or your wild card?
I do. My wild card game is Cardinals-Cowboys. They're kind of a hot button topic right now. The Cowboys are because of what happened. Denver just beat the snot out of them last week. And I don't mean by like point total, which is true, but I mean physically the defense just beat them up.
Nine yards for Zeke, right? That's it.
On eight carries or something like that. I said on the Sports Meets Beer podcast that I thought that the Cowboys were an interesting team to watch because we didn't know how Dak Prescott really handled adversity. He had such a perfect environment last year. This year, that was not going to be the case. The NFL is chaos most years. Mm-hmm. And now we're here, right? Denver kind of showed what the playbook is to beat Dak Prescott. Load the box up. Don't let Ezekiel Elliott beat you and dare Dak Prescott to beat you with Jason Witten, who's old, and Dez Bryant, who's a head case. So Denver did it. They're talented, and they made it work. Arizona's secondary is equally as talented. Their front seven is not quite as good. The problem is the Arizona offense is really up and down. Chris Johnson is back as their starting running back. That's not good.
Right.
It's a really intriguing game to me, which is why I'm making this my wild card game. I think the Cowboys win, but I'm really excited to see whether or not Dak Prescott can really step up, whether or not this Ezekiel Elliott not chasing down defensive backs on an interception is a really big deal, whether or not Dez Bryant screaming and yelling on the sideline is a big deal. It's an exciting thing for me to watch because it helps my case on the podcast most importantly. But it also, I think it's going to be a really entertaining game because you don't know what you're getting out of Carson Palmer. And I just think that Dallas is good enough, even though they're on their second road game in a row. I think they're going to pull it out in the end, but I'm really excited to watch that game.
I'm going with the Saints-Panthers. You know, this, you're talking about the Panthers who only put up 9 against the Bills. I mean, granted, they played against the Niners and scored 23 against them, but this is really, you've got to talk about two elite quarterbacks in Drew Brees and Cam Newton. And I just feel like, you know, we mentioned it early on, Cam Newton doesn't look like himself.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't looked like himself in a while, and I still feel like he's rattled and not able to pull it together. You know, the Saints have looked suspect at times, but I think they're going to pull ahead in this one, and they're going to beat the Panthers by probably two.
Wow.
I'm going two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
Skadoosh.
That's a
lock.
That's a wild card.
That is a wild card.
Whoa, wild. That
is amazing. My wild card is Seahawks at Titans. I think beating the Niners at home barely is not a good case for Seattle. And I think the Titans, after getting smacked around by the Raiders week one, they seem to have figured it out a little bit. And I'm going to take the Titans to beat the Seahawks.
I like that because I think Tennessee showed, or the 49ers showed, that you can run on Seattle defensive line. And Tennessee has shown with Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray that they can run on anybody.
Right.
That's a good matchup. I like it.
You can check out all of these picks online at 977theriver.com. Stick around because we're going to be drinking some beer with Beer 30 to 8:30 with Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer.